to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I got a chance to catch up with University of Utah football coach Kyle Whittingham. He's got a fascinating season ahead. He has already named a coach in waiting, or Utah has, in Morgan Scalley, the defensive coordinator. There's no telling when Kyle Whittingham will say, I've had enough. Is this it for him? Is this his final season? And meanwhile, he's got a quarterback in Cam Rising who is coming back for another year. Rising did not play last season with the injury that two seasons ago he suffered. He's got Rising. He's got a deep roster. They are the pick in the Big 12 Conference. Kyle Whittingham, my conversation with him. Enjoy.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, John. Good. How are you?
Good to hear your voice. Let's start with fall camp. What do you love about fall camp? What do you love about when practice starts?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I enjoy the grind of it. I mean, it's like going into a cave for, 3 weeks, and it's football 24/7 for three straight weeks until school starts, and then you get into a little bit different mode, but you get into a groove during fall camp, and like I said, it's all ball, and being around the players, and the bonding that takes place, and the chemistry that you're building with the team, and so I really enjoy it.
Did you enjoy it more as a player, coach? Is it different?
It's different, but there's no substitute for playing. I mean, that's one of the reasons why you coach, is because you miss playing so much. But it's still very satisfying and rewarding.
You are, obviously the contingency or the beyond Kyle Whittingham plan has kind of been laid out with Morgan Scalley. How did you know this was the right time for you to even make that, kind of known publicly, or why was that important to you?
Well, first of all, it's not that uncommon for schools in this situation to do. It's been done before, and you get a coach that's nearing retirement, successful program with really good assistant coaches. It just makes sense and probably the primary driving factor is for recruiting. Recruits want to know what's going to happen, and I think that laying out a coach in waiting plan really gives stability to the program and lets recruits know that, hey, it's going to, when it does happen, it's going to be a seamless transition, and things will just keep on going. They're not going to, blow the program up and bring in a new coach from the outside and have a whole different regime. So I think from a recruiting aspect, that's where you're really, the real benefit for having this plan comes into play.
Do you allow yourself to kind of look at the role you've played in building something special there, or can you afford to do that when you're in it?
Not right now. Maybe someday, well, I'm sure it'll be a day when you can take a step back and feel pretty good about what you've done, but it's all, you got to surround, as a head coach, this as well as anybody, you got to surround yourself with great assistant coaches and let them do their job. And then you got to, even more importantly than that, is recruit the right way. And, 80% of your success or lack thereof in college football is tied to recruiting. And we've been very good targeting the right guys to get into this program, you guys with high character and obviously, good football players. But give all the credit for any success we have had to the assistant coaches and the way they've recruited, and then of course the players. That's the players coming in and making it all happen.
Now help me with this. I've never been to a BYU Utah game. I'm thinking about covering it. What's a holy war like? What's it about? Help me out.
It's very intense, I'll tell you that. It's the single biggest sporting event in the state of Utah. Pretty much every year it happens. Now it's been on and off for the last 10 years. It used to be a staple, and back when we were in the same conference, Mountain West, WAC before that, it was a yearly event that happened in that traditional rivalry week slot, the last week of the season. So now that we're in the same conference, the rivalry's back. However, it's not in the traditional slot yet. We play them early November rather than the last week of the season. But the state gets extremely involved, extremely excited. And like I said, other than maybe an Olympic, if we got the Olympics or something that's of that magnitude, it will be the biggest event of the year sporting wise.
Do you have a memory of that rivalry as a young person or a player?
Oh, sure do. My father coached down there and started in what, 73? So I've been a part of that rival for, what is that, 50 years? 83, 90? Yeah, going on 50 years. I've had either myself or a family member on one side or the other. I don't think there's ever been a year that we didn't have somebody involved in the rivalry for 50 straight years.
That's crazy. Kyle Whittingham, let me ask you this. The college athletics in the future, you've talked about that line in the sand, and you need to be on the right side of that line when it's drawn. When is that coming? How many teams? Like, what do you see? Like, just spitballing, no one's mad if you get it wrong.
Well, yeah, I think there is a major realignment coming, and it'll be a big one, and I think it'll create even more of a divide and an exclusivity for the teams that are on the right side of that line. 20 months to 4 years, how about that, for a time frame?
Okay.
And it will, in my opinion, it's going to look very much like an NFL minor league. I just see a expansion of the playoff with that to 16 teams, and the short version is super conferences. I think it's going to be boiled down to 40 to 60 maybe super teams in the super conference, and wouldn't be surprised if they don't play anybody but other super conference teams. Make that division and as far as who you play. And like I said, a full-blown playoff, and whether or not the employees or the players will be employees officially remains to be seen, but I think that's very likely, and I think that's where it's heading.
Utah's brand has been really important in getting you on the right side of the line. It's why you guys, I think, were so valuable last August, and the Big 12 said, hey, we got to have these guys. But what goes into building the brand of a football program?
Winning. you win, your brand follows suit and builds, and you become more nationally known, and that's really the long and short of it. I mean, when you get on those national stages and have the opportunity to play in Rose Bowls and playoffs and that type of thing, although we haven't got the opportunity to play in the playoffs yet, but that's still on our list of things that we need to accomplish as a program. But that is the bottom line. You got to have the opportunity to be on those national stages, and you got to perform well. In addition, when you're there, you got to be competitive.
I've asked you about your dad a lot. I want to talk about your mom, Nancy Whittingham. Give me an idea of what kind of mom your mom was or is.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. She's the backbone of the Whittingham family. She has provided so much stability for our family through the years. My dad was an NFL player and then a coach for 20, 25, 30 years. I can't remember how long he was a coach, but she was always there, and in a lot of ways she was like a single parent. When you're in the game, in the football business, it's consuming, and she did a great job of holding everything together and being the constant in me and my siblings' lives.
Your dad and you had football. What did mom do with you as an activity?
We didn't have any particular thing we did together as far as activity. She was just always there. She was the one that you could count on for great advice, for any help you need as far as just anything. I mean, she's always been there for us.
All right, Cam Rising. I got just two more for you. Cam Rising. What has it been like to have him healthy around and, you know, nearing middle age and, you know, all those great things? Those great things.
It's obviously huge for us as a program. And when Cam's out there, the complexion of the entire offense changes. In fact, the complexion of the entire practice changes when he's on the field. And it's great to have him back. He's our team leader. He's the leader of the leaders. The guy that sets the bar for us. He's got that unique ability to make those around him play better. And that's really the mark, in my opinion, of a great leader and a great player is the ability to make the supporting cast play above, really above above the level they would otherwise.
In my 30 years of covering this stuff, I heard coaches go from talking about wanting faster players to wanting longer players to wanting older players. I hear coaches say, I want to recruit older players, meaning they're getting in the portal. But, you know, Right. Give me an idea. You've seen, you know, has it changed who you want to recruit? And over the years, you look back, you go, okay, yeah, we've gone from wanting, you know, Oregon was like measuring the wingspan of their players, saying we want the longest guys we could possibly get. Now they're wanting old guys.
Yeah, we're. I think most coaches are in that same mindset, or of that same mindset, and we do the same thing. We measure wingspans, among other things, that we're in our evaluations. Arm length in and of itself, because wingspan doesn't always tell the story. You know, arm length is important as well, and of course height, and we're looking for all those physical attributes that pretty much everyone else is, the speed, the strength, and so forth. And so it's something that I believe our roster here at Utah has gotten better and better every single year since we joined the Pac-12. And this might be the roster that has 1 through 85, the most talent that we've had.
Wow. And then, you know, the way that you want, when you're recruiting a kid, have you ever watched a kid interact with his parents and said, I just don't like how he talked to his mom? Or do you pay attention to the kind of that peripheral stuff?
Absolutely. We pay attention to everything, and everything matters in recruiting, and expect my assistant coaches to have done a deep dive on every recruit that they bring to the table. And that would mean not only the obvious, talking to their high school coaches and so forth, but principal, teachers, cafeteria ladies, custodians. We do extensive research on anybody that we are contemplating on bringing into the program.
All right, final question. As you know, I look at the Big 12, I say Utah's my pick, and a lot of people are saying that. You've been in that position before, but, you know, how do you manage that, or do you not pay attention to that? What do you do with your team?
Well, you know, it's impossible not to pay attention to it. We don't put a lot of stock in it because you got to go out and play the games. But I think it's a show of respect for our program and our players. And so it's not like we disdain it, but we know that you got to live up to it on the field. And the state of our program right now, that should be the expectation. You know, we expect that out of ourselves. We expect to win championships, and that's just the state of our program. And so we don't hide from it. We certainly don't dwell on it. But that is our expectation. And if people on the outside have the same sentiment, then okay. And we just got to be able to continue to work hard and do our thing.
I appreciate you. Right. Thanks, Coach.
You bet, buddy. Okay. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
And there he goes, Kyle Whittingham, Utah coach, who has it cooking in Salt Lake City. Should I go to the Holy War? Do I dare go to the Holy War? I want you to leave it here.